This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 at the hour, another hour of the Doug and Jennifer and Victoria and Kara get-together known as the DJV experience. It seems that the stats are in on crime, and crime pays. The feds say low-level criminals make an average of $900 a week. So, if you're having a tough time making ends meet,
oh, boy.
Mug people... forged checks, doing minor drug deals, according to the study in the academic journal Criminology, that's $5 a week more than the average U.S. worker earns legitimately. So, life of crime pays. How often, really and truly, how often do you think criminals get away with it? Whatever
all
it is.
The time.
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah,
I think one of the biggest crimes that's going on right now is actually happening, well, in my neighborhood. No commentary from the peanut gallery, Dougie, about my neighborhood.
Did you hear what I said before?
Yeah, I don't even want to hear about it. I don't even need more commentary on this. But they are stealing mail in my neighborhood. So people will go up to your, they'll go up to your door and they'll take out credit cards or checks. That was a big thing around Christmas. Or if the Amazon guy drops off a package or wherever you're ordering from and it's sitting on the doorstep, a lot of people will steal that. And there's even people in my neighborhood have a Facebook page and they have guys driving in pickup trucks behind the UPS man, sort of tailing him, trying to figure out where he's going to go drop off stuff so that they can take it off of people's doorsteps. And that's an easy one because people aren't home during the day and they just walk up and take it. My mom found a stack of credit cards behind her car that had never even been used. Somebody obviously like went through the mail and was left stuff behind. Crazy.
That's happening everywhere. I just had a package stolen. I'm assuming it was stolen because we've had a few things. You know, there are people in our neighborhood, too, that just sort of walk up and down in back of the FedEx and UPS guys. And you can see Lewis caught somebody downstairs in our lobby trying to take our mail. And the guy said he was a messenger. And so and so Lewis said, well, wait a minute, that's a package from my wife. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pick this up. And it's like, yeah, right. I said, and so Lewis is like, oh, he was a messenger. I said, Lewis, you're so naive. He's a I said, no, you walked in on a crime. Mm-hmm. But it's happening more and more, and so much so that now UPS and FedEx, when I just went through this when I had to file the claim, they said, well, is there a more secure address that we can just in the future send your packages to? And I said, well, unfortunately, no. But a lot of people are having stuff sent to the office now.
Well, we have a theory, Jennifer, because we all get our various products. There's Bentley. Why did you just leave Bentley down there? He'll scare everybody away.
Well, if you saw him, he's the sweetest little thing. He wouldn't scare anybody.
So, anyway, we are convinced that because of what's going on in your neighborhood, none of the things that we talk about on the air that you're supposed to get, you get, actually.
That's probably true.
That stuff is all getting stolen. Yeah.
I have a lot of criminals in my neighborhood on krill oil, maybe. I don't know. They're healthy criminals. Yeah, their joints are perfect.
And
their
getting a good
morality
night's sleep
is
on their pillow.
Dark. Yeah.
Right. Speaking of things that are of criminal nature, I wonder if this would fit. The folks at General Electric said that the U.S. Department of whoever investigates these companies is looking into a $6 billion insurance loss, the company revealed. The disclosure is a new and potentially more serious problem. Last week we were talking about GE and its missteps and questionable management decisions, that sort of thing. But this could be criminal. And so the process leading to the insurance reserve increase is what they're concerned about. I don't know why the feds, maybe it's because the Securities and Exchange Commission is trying to protect investors. Mm-hmm. And one wonders if this is a way to, take money away from the people who are stockholders. It's a General Electric, a great, venerable, wonderful American company just kind of falling apart.
I don't think this is really, I don't think they're trying to take away money. They've admitted that they have to now go back into 2016 and 20 and early 2017 numbers and change their accounting, which is never a good sign.
So why do you, why do you have to change your accounting practice?
Because they did it wrong. I think they did it wrong the first time.
But money being spent and money being earned, there's two columns, like a Chinese restaurant, one in column A and one in column B. One, you make money, the other one is where you spend your money. What's the big deal?
But when you have insurance to cover your quarterly losses and stuff, like, that's where it gets a little sticky.
Okay, the reason it gets sticky, this is like self-fulfilling prophecies. The tax laws are so confusing. The tax laws are so rigged. And these sorts of things, when you get into them, it's almost like they're trying to find ways. It's the old ruse, you know, when you're, somebody brings you in to testify before a federal committee. I remember talking about this with Roger Clemens, the pitcher. They're trying to get him on steroid use, and he didn't use it, but he lied about something else. So that's what they prosecuted him on, or tried to. And the same was true with, who was the guy who played for St. Louis? And Sosa, too.
Mark McGwire.
Yeah, right. They could never get them. Even though all I had to do was look at them, and you could tell they were on steroids. But they didn't ever get them on that, but they got them on lying about something else. So it's just it's a rigged system. It's kind of murky, frankly. Speaking of murky, the city of Philadelphia, which seems to have been in our sights a lot lately, looking to establish supervised drug injection sites. As a focus on the opioid epidemic, deadliest public health crisis today.
A lot of cities give out clean needles so that they're not trying to
spread. They doing that here in L.A.?
I'm sure. I don't know that to be true, but I'm sure that they are.
So what is this psychologically? How do you wrap yourself around this if you're a taxpayer? These safe injection sites.
I think a lot of people who are socially a little more liberal or who value public safety would actually probably support this, because what's happening is people are doing drugs no matter what. They're either going to use clean needles or they're going to use dirty needles. And
so why aren't we helping them get off the drug and spend money?
Well, that's part of what the doctor is saying in this Philadelphia case. They're saying that they will be able to help people get off of it, they think, or hope, because if the people are being supervised, this is really not just, Jen's right about the clean needle thing, but this is also to prevent overdoses. So these are basically doctors and nurses who will help administer the drugs so that they can control an overdose, and if an overdose happens, they can save the person's life because they're already there in a medical facility. But they're also saying that getting people into these medical facilities is the first step to actually helping them get off of the drugs. So it's a kind of a two-pronged approach. Hopefully it works.
You can't imagine a lot of people who are that far into their drug abuse are going to think, oh, I want to go to this facility to have someone watch me to make sure I don't overdose. It seems like you'd have to be kind of thinking in a linear way or in a sane way if
right.
that was a decision that you were going to make.
By definition, you aren't necessarily if you're on these things. Wow. In a moment, some children... Or heroes, children's heroes, are making the news today. It's 14 past the hour on the DJV show. My word to you at the moment, or my words, plural, focus on the My Pillow operation. Get this made in the USA special pillow by using the code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. And look around, see what else you can find for people in your family and your friends. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for a bonanza. At MyPillow.com. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Hi. I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $80 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/27/18. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the sad news about Simon Shelton Barnes, for those of you who don't know, and that's probably most of you, he was the actor behind Tinky Winky on Teletubbies. He was found.
That was the purple Teletubby, if you didn't
know. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. He was frozen, found frozen to death on a Liverpool street. Died of hypothermia. One wonders what happened under the circumstances. The police said there's no
suspicious circumstances. I think alcohol was involved.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he had passed out and then he froze.
All right, for those of you who are fans of Barney, the purple dinosaur that's on. Well, they have. A separate, is he ever on Sesame Street, Barney? Or is he just Barney?
That'd be
Barney.
A turf war between Barney and Big Bird.
Really? Okay, so David Joyner, who was Barney about the same time that this fellow was Tinky Winky, has admitted that he either ran or still runs a tantric sex business. You know what?
This is ruining my childhood.
I know, right? This is exactly like, this is crazy.
David Joyner played Barney, and Barney is in his past, but apparently the tantric sex business is not. A lot of people are shocked when they found out about this. If do I have to explain tantric sex? That's probably not something I ought to be.
We should have tied that to the Sting story earlier.
I know.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. So anyway, I'm not going to explain what it's all about. But
maybe that's who taught Sting. Maybe Barney was Sting's guru, his teacher.
There you go.
Right. Well, this person, as the character Barney, helped shape so many children and their attitude toward things.
Oh. But this and that's little, why all of us are super into Fifty Shades of Grey.
That's good.
It's right. Full circle.
Didn't that other movie come out this week, Fifty Shades of Freed? Isn't that the movie out this week?
It comes out sometime soon. I'm not sure if it's this week.
Fifty Shades of Boring. Are we done?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know.
I've never seen those movies. Should I see one of them just to see what they're all
I've
about?
I've never seen one at all.
The first, well, obviously, Doug will start with, like, the middle movie and not understand any of it and then hate it. But you should at least watch the first one if you're really interested. It's just a bunch of, like, sort of kinky sex, and it's not really that exciting.
Really?
Well, maybe you would find it exciting.
Thank you. 21 past the hour. That's a true life, whatever it is.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is the theme from This Is Us, right?
Yes. I don't watch the show, but I guess.
Yeah. No, well,
it's where you start sobbing uncontrollably after the episode has just destroyed you.
From the Master Life, Don't Let It Master You department. Interesting that Susan Watson, who is a star of This Is Us, she was going through her schooling as she was broke. She was a fine arts major at Howard University. She got a telephone call from Denzel Washington, who said he would pay for her and five of her classmates to study Shakespeare at Oxford University.
Wow.
They didn't have any minority students. Much less people from historically black universities. So we went, and it changed our lives forever. And so now she's 36.
How do you lunch into that call? That's pretty cool.
Right.
I know. She ran into Denzel Washington, and she said to him, "Excuse me, you paid for my scholarship." He said, "Yeah, you're welcome." So
take the check back now.
Nice thing. Yeah. That's a nice thing, though. And get to have people think about you. There were more good people in the world, you know that, than there are. The bad people we spend a lot of time talking about, but we don't tend to spend time talking about those people who are happier or those people who are cool and good. And so there's a plus there. 25 after the hour, DJV time. Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and I focused on the music now of Demi Lovato as she has offered free mental health counseling on her upcoming tours, an interesting combination. She's partnering with the CAST Foundation to bring free mental health sessions to people on her upcoming tour dates. The CAST Foundation cited its mission to, quote, make mental health and addiction recovery mainstream and to help erase the stigma around asking for help. Now, there's a lot of that, I think. But in order to do this, they are going to be traveling on Lovato's tour, setting up intimate sessions. So they can set up sort of a table, it looks like, at each of their, wherever she's appearing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guest speakers, lots of different mental health awareness. You can do an individual session that's anonymous if you'd like. I think it's great that she's thinking this way for her
fans.
So
why is she thinking this way? What's her story?
Well, she has a history. She's bipolar. She has a history of dealing with mental issues, and she's become a pretty vocal mental health advocate. And so she also said, I want to do this because it's an incredible experience. The last time we tried this, and she said it's part of my life and giving back. And she said, I think it's important to continue doing it and bringing awareness and like you said, erasing the mental health stigma. It's a big, you know, that's a big thing to tackle.
There's a thing in business, it's called a balance sheet. We were just talking about a few minutes ago, column A, column B, you know, with regard to General Electric. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to things like this, there are a lot of people, again, who give back. She certainly can afford to do it, but she's not really, she's giving them a venue. She didn't have to put any money into it, and that's not bad. It's just a venue that is very helpful to so many millions of people. So maybe some of her fans buy into it, and folks get help, and because of that, we should be very happy about it. It's at the end of our days, when you think about Bill Gates, and if you're going to make this about money, Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett, all these people that have a balance sheet that's heavy. And what are they doing with it? A lot of people, it's none of anybody's business what they do with it, but people still try to make it their business. But I think that the instead of a profit and loss sheet, it's a pluses and minuses sheet. And certainly Demi Lovato, through this kind of an effort, and others who are doing things that are very positive, belong in that that good, bright balance sheet that's on the plus side.
Yep.
So good for her and good for them. 28 minutes after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
In today's automotive news at the North American International Auto Show, Kia show off their new Forte. Inspired by the Stinger, this third generation gets almost 4 inches longer and will get 35 miles a gallon out of a 2-liter four-cylinder engine. Hyundai pulled off the surprise of the 2018 Detroit Auto Show, introducing the first ever American member of the N Performance line, the most powerful Veloster ever. A turbocharged 275 horsepower with a 2-liter four-cylinder engine sends power to the front wheels via a 6-speed manual transmission. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The alert is out 34 after the hour for the DJV watchers, lookers, listeners. We're all focused on Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and that's a good thing. I'm Doug Steffen, here trying to help you be happier and healthier, more honest. People who swear are likely to be happier and healthier and more honest. So yesterday or the day before, whenever it was that I got all bent up out of my reaction to this fellow, the Uber driver, and I used GD on the air. I don't know if you did. You clip that, Kara, or did you let it go? I was really angry.
Just let your freak flag fly.
You did. Thank you.
Wow.
I have, over my life, probably been accused, I think, collectively and correctly. I have a raw mouth from time to time. And it was, I thought, frankly, I wanted to get away from it because it was unsavory. And once in a while, I would worry. I catch myself even now when I'm focused on being on the air and talking about it. And we all, we have a little bit of seediness to us all. And so when that real gritty language comes to the surface, people say, well, how do you curb it being on the air? And I think it's just being conscious of what you're saying. You have to think about what you say. Sometimes, like with my reference to this guy who's the Uber driver that raped these women, I just lost my composure. And I don't have there isn't a bone in my body that's sorry that I said that. I'm just fed up with that kind of stuff. So is it, though, is it a bad habit? Is it healthy? Well, according to the research that has come out, there is a focus on swearing and how it gets to the nitty-gritty of communication. When you swear, you are feeling or you're expressing your feelings about a certain subject. And this keeps you from resorting to physical altercations, according to the report. Study found that people who swear lie less have higher levels of integrity. Man, I must have the highest level of integrity on the planet then. The study found, but can you imagine those who think I come across, and it is because I am, a sweet, gentle, good person, because I believe that I am. Do I have my moments? Yep. And are they sometimes high-pressure moments? Yep. And do I hold back my feelings? No, I don't, usually. But that, according to this, is a indicator of my honesty. And I wonder about, do women now have the same sort of carte blanche when it comes to swearing that men do? It used to be when I was a kid and I heard a woman swear, I really was taken back.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't seem to. Yesterday I was driving. I was on Olympic. And a fella had stopped to make a turn. And this woman, screaming at him, yelled F you and gave him the finger as she drove by him. So, you know, I'm thinking to myself, that's pretty amazing.
Did you clutch your pearls on that one?
I know.
How often do you do that, Jennifer?
All the time. You've heard my mouth.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I scream in my car with the windows up, generally, because I'm not trying to cause any situations.
Yeah, I don't normally shout cuss words out the window. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
but right. I'm pretty sure you've heard all of us talking off air.
Well, I've heard you off the air talking. Yeah, yeah. But does it, for you to use the F word, is it different? And frankly, other than the cultural bias against it, I don't understand. It's kind of like stripping. It's a very descriptive word. Frankly, and gets to the heart of things very quickly.
I think it's very satisfying to say. That's why people are probably less stressed and feel better or they're healthier if they cuss. Because, I don't know, it really gets to the bottom of it. You feel better as soon as you say it.
Mm-hmm.
When I walked, I got out of bed to go to the bathroom last night and I stubbed my toe on something.
Oh. Yep.
And
the
worst. I let it.
You can't even help it then. It just comes out.
No,
but that's all part
reaction.
Right, but that's actually part of this study. They found that if you stub your toe, which is the example that they used when they were researching, that's actually a good thing for you to swear because apparently it pumps up your endorphin levels and it's a pain blocker. So it acts like it's if you swear, it's like your body's making like your own morphine.
Yeah. You all know what your IQ is?
No.
You don't.
Well, imagine it's huge. I mean, it's got to be big. But I don't know.
I'm sure at some point I did, maybe when they do those IQ tests when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm. The people who have the highest IQs, according to the study, are people who are able to express themselves in a very basic way. So the higher, I'll never forget the first time I ever heard a woman go off this way. My assistant when I was running WEEI in Boston was a young woman who I, after having
you
worked with
her quite a bit,
I just,
didn't you?
She was, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy. And but she walked into my office. She walked into my office and introduced herself to me, and there was something on the floor. And she said, "What the F is that?" And I kind of looked at her, and it startled me. And I don't know, I guess I grew up, my mother, I don't think I ever heard my mother swear. I don't think I ever heard my mother, I don't think I've ever heard my sister swear. Either one of them.
It definitely was a generational thing.
Yeah, you think?
Oh, for sure. My mom, I think
your
I swear so
swear.
Much. No, never. Fancy Nancy? Oh, please, I wish
what
she
would. What does she say to your swearing?
She goes, oh! She literally does that.
Really? What
yes.
did Lewis say to your swearing?
He doesn't have our generation doesn't have a reaction.
Does he
to that.
Swear? I'm trying to picture him swearing, and I just can't kind of read.
Yeah, every once in a while. Yeah, not nearly as much as me.
I feel like people don't even think of it as a big deal. It's so commonplace that it's no one has a reaction to it anymore. I generally don't in my parents' house. I mean, maybe occasionally or if I stub my toe too. I restrain myself a little bit around my parents because I respect them a lot.
You're so cute.
But yeah, around friends.
Why? What does that have to do with respect?
I don't know.
Because they don't like it? Well, or they never do it themselves?
I think it's because it's generational. They don't really...
Your father doesn't swear? Tell me your father.
Obviously, my parents skipped that generation. Because I let it fly with them, and boy, do they let it fly with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't imagine. I've heard Brendan's probably the raciest mouth of any individual that I know. My son is very prolific when it comes to Sazi language. My daughter, not so. It is startling, and I try to get Brendan, sometimes when he and I are at the park with Miles on Sunday morning, Brendan will let out with something.
He does it in front of Miles, too?
Well, he doesn't do it. It's quiet, but I'm just waiting for...
Oh, yeah.
Miles will come out.
Pick up on that.
Something like
Megan's going to get a call
Megan
from the teacher.
Will be horrified. Oh, my God.
What does Miles call Brendan? Uncle Brendan?
Uncle Brendan. Yep.
Yeah, Uncle Brendan taught me that, Mommy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, he'd be the first one. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So when does that... Do you remember the first time you ever swore? Any of you?
No. I remember I used to swear a lot as a kid in grade school, like in junior high or high school. That was like the thing to do, and I wish that I hadn't because I hear kids now with a bad mouth, and it's tacky.
Mm-hmm. But it is tacky. And maybe that's the way. Is it tacky to hear a woman use? I think if they're more demonstrative.
Well, you tell us. Are we tacky? All three of us cuss in front of you.
No, I love you. There's nothing that you could
do. Are we tacky?
He loves us, but we're really tacky.
But here's the difference, though, Jen.
No, I don't think so.
We could all go out to a nice dinner. No. We're not going to be letting F-bombs flying at the dinner table. So, it's we limit it to either during commercials or just in our regular, private lives.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know that it's a measure of sophistication at all. I just think you wonder... I was mentioning Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. You wonder what their language is like. You ever wonder what the...
I've actually heard... Is it Warren Buffett or was it... I know Steve Jobs had quite a mouth on him because I've read things about that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's Warren Buffett, but there's somebody else that you wouldn't expect and they just are just F-bombs all day long.
All the time.
I don't know if it's Warren Buffett, though. It's somebody else like that.
Do you know that all of those men... raise their children without any technology? Bill Gates, Steve Jobs especially, felt that it was important for them not to have their children, not to have smartphones, not to, when they were teenagers, they had no technology that came from their companies. Huh. I thought that was interesting because the research has found that eighth graders' risk for depression goes up 27%. When you frequently use social media. We were talking about that earlier this week, and this is an outgrowth of that research. I dug around a little bit more in it, and I thought it was very interesting because the author of this study suggests when he was looking into what some of the premier producers of this stuff did, they all kept their children completely away from technology when they were teenagers.
Huh.
As a matter of fact, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs both said that they didn't let their children play with any of these games either.
Yeah.
Eighth graders and up. Yeah.
Well, this kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier about the, the school shootings and what 15-year-old is so angry. Well, maybe it's tied into this kind of stuff.
I think it really is. I don't think there's any question about it. I don't think you have to be a genius even to figure it out.
Oh, well,
frankly,
thanks. I thought that was pretty smart.
Tied together. In general, you're very smart. It's 45 past the hour on the DJV show. MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better. You stay asleep longer. Wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Could your company use a little marketing help? Is it a challenge keeping your social media up to date? Or is it time to launch that new ad campaign? Maybe your promotional materials need a facelift. Relax. Help is on the way. Just go to ProMarketingSupport.com. Our U.S.-based marketing experts are ready to serve as an extension of your own team. Whether it's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral, the latest digital marketing strategies, the pros have done it all. If you need to outsource a single project or an entire marketing function, ProMarketingSupport.com frees you up to get back to business. Check it out. Just go to ProMarketingSupport.com to get a no-obligation quote for your next project. That's ProMarketingSupport.com.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Let's get to. We could play back that. That you put that on the podcast. All right, Kara, what I just did. Podcast, important, very important this week.
People want to hear that.
Me singing. Oh, absolutely. You don't put that kind of stuff
you
on the podcast.
Singing your last name, though.
Well, D-O, I did the Mickey Mouse to my name. D-O-U.
It's always good to love yourself, Doug. You always do.
Important. Yes, it is. All right, so the world in Southern California is concerned about the earthquakes, a couple of them this week. You'll be happy to know, Jennifer, that Rodeo Drive has an earthquake fault running right under it. There was a geology report that indicated, this is called the Santa Monica Fault. Here, I'm sitting on it myself. Runs through the Golden Triangle District, the neighborhoods out here, all the way to Beverly Hills, near the intersection of Rodeo Drive. And that's the reason the city of Beverly Hills tried to stop the new underground from going through, because they figure this is not going to be safe. I mean, that isn't really why they did it, but it made a good excuse. They just didn't want it in their neighborhood. But Rodeo Drive could be...
These are really dangerous faults. There's one that runs under Dodger Stadium, too, that they say could even be more dangerous than the San Andreas fault.
10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As the DJV show continues, a focus on guacamole. This is not holy moly guacamole. I'm not an expert in this, but I have somebody who is. Patty Ginich is the host of the series on PBS, Patty's Mexican Table, which is a series in its sixth season, received the Best National Informational Program Award, and has been a place for people who are interested in cultivating new culinary interests to go to town. Also, she's an author as well. So you've got a new guacamole recipe. I've got to take my time with this, Patty, because guacamole is not on the tip of my tongue. Let's get to avocados and why not only are they great party food, but they are also among nature's healthiest, aren't they? Guacamole comes from avocados, and avocados are so good for you.
They are so good for you, Doug. They're a heart healthy fruit, and they provide naturally good fats. They're cholesterol and sodium free. And if you think about it, 75% of the fat that's found in avocados is unsaturated. Mm-hmm. It has monounsaturated and polyunsaturated, so it has the fats that your body wants and needs. And if you're going to use, say, like a third of an avocado for anything to top your sandwiches, your burgers, your hot dogs, your pizza, not only are you going to get that wow factor, everybody's going to think, oh, she really or he really put a lot of effort and it sounds more delicious and more special, but you're getting nearly 20 vitamins and minerals that your body needs. So you're making a really smart, healthy, nutrient-dense choice. And so delicious, nutritious, and incredibly versatile.
I was at a restaurant in New York the other day, and I had an avocado. They offered on it was a Mexican restaurant, as a matter of fact. They offered guacamole lobster. They had a lobster base and mixed it with guacamole. And I'm allergic to lobster and shellfish in general. Yeah. But I love it, and I decided I would take a chance because it looked so good. They cut out the core of the avocado and mixed the lobster in with it, and eating it was a smooth delight, and I'm here to tell you I survived, and it was quite good. So these are the kinds of things. There are all kinds of new guacamole recipes that are around, and you've come up with many of them, right?
Absolutely. So what I decided to do this year was to create new recipes for game day guac inspired by the final two teams. So what I did, so one of the things that I did was, just like you ate that lobster mixed with the avocado, I made a guacamole that's topped with a classic lobster salad, and it's just incredibly delicious because you have the smooth, creamy, tasty base of the guacamole, then you have the chunks of lobster on top, and you can eat that with chips, you can eat that, you know, with a piece of crusty bread, you can serve it in small bowls for people to feel really special, or you can also, if you just want to make the lobster rolls, you just spread some guacamole or some mashed avocado in the bottom, and it's already going to take that lobster roll from okay, good, maybe ordinary, to really extraordinary. And the other recipe that I came up with, Doug, is for, you know, Eagles fans, thinking about Philadelphia, I took a Philly cheesesteak and just put it on its head. So I have that guacamole base, and then you quickly cook some ribeye with onions until it's cooked and caramelized. You throw some provolone cheese there until it's nice and melty, and you top the guacamole with that. So you have a bowl that nobody can say no to.
You know, I'm looking at something that will extend your reach even more than game day. This is all about ideas for the Super Bowl, but the marriage of the Prince to Meghan Markle, they're looking for a food, or they have a food request out for something really unusual to be at their royal wedding. I'm betting that you could supply them with just what they need. How about that?
Oh my gosh, I will take on that challenge, Doug, and I think these guacamole with lobster salad on top is classic. It's making it nice Mexican, you know, it has that Mexican sazon and flair.
Yeah.
And I think it's irresistible and delicious, so I'm with you.
You're on it. Patty Jenich, the chef, author of the number of books on the special art of having recipes like this. We all like those suggestions. Patty's Mexican Table on PBS. For more information on how to use the avocados the right way, go to avocadosfrommexico.com/recipe. Patty, good to have you here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.